Highlight. Je vais un peu gris. What my friend did today? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Jesus. Happy birthday to you. I want to sing a song for him, my gift I want to bring. I want to give all that I have for Jesus, who's my King. Merry Christmas.
As you listen to my song, a symbol to the love, think of Jesus came from heaven up above.
William just said, and now can we get our Christmas presents? All right, now is the primary class, and I, Sharon Soffer, am the teacher of the primary class, and I have assistants Gabby Balow and Ellie Balow. So would you come up, everyone? Do you want to come up? Okay. All right. We're going to start with Mason.
There was no television when Jesus came to earth, but a multitude of angels announced the Savior's birth.
No king, no rabbi was present, but some shepherds heard them sing, glory for God in the highest, praise God for the newborn king.
The shepherd had no self-sense to bear.
See if we can get Sam to say his. His is, but they were quick to share a message that came from God. No, he doesn't want to do it.
Though I've never seen Christ's birthplace, I know the story's true. I read it in my Bible, and I believe that you have too.
There were no maps, nor billboards. Wise men had no car. They were led to Jesus by following his son.
Now just stay up there. We're going to get the bells. Now the teen and preteen department are going to have a play, and the name of the play was A Wish, but I really think it's a prayer that we need to call it. So I changed it to a prayer because wishes don't always come true, but prayers will come. God might say yes, he might say no, or he might say wait, but they do come. So I'm going to ask them to start.
Thank you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
I love that story.
Yes, it is beautiful.
I wish I could have been by the manger to see the birth of the Son of God.
It must have been wonderful, but we have the Bible to tell us all about it. That makes us feel as if we were there. And tomorrow we celebrate Jesus' birth, just as we do every Christmas. That too reminds us of how our Lord came to be with us.
Yes, but I still wish.
Right now you'll have to do your wishing and praying in bed. It's getting late, and we want to be ready for Jesus' birthday celebration at church tomorrow.
Jacob, wake up. Come here, wake up. So you heard me. You're here. Good, come now. We must be off.
Off? Where? Who are you?
Look at me. Who do you think I am? You prayed, and God sent me to answer that prayer.
Prayer?
Yes. Don't you remember? The manger, the birth of the Son of God?
But, this must be a dream.
If you want to be there, we must hurry. It's soon time.
But...
Oh. There's no room at the inn. The census, you know, in Bethlehem is very crowded, but you and your baby seem to be doing fine. Send for me if there's anything I can do if you need something.
I remember that part of the story.
Yes, and while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
We have come to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
We are amazed to have come to worship this baby.
And the shepherds listened and came. They really came.
Yes, the angel told them to come, you know. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
See how the shepherds are bowing and praying? When they leave, I know just what they're going to do.
Yes, they will spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
And everyone will be as amazed as the shepherds were.
Plain gold I bring to crown him again, King forever ceasing, never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty. proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Bring you, baby king, the gift of incense, sweet a scent, though far less sweet than you.
And for you, tiny ruler, I offer myrrh, comforting to the touch, as one day you will be to others.
For you, king of kings, I bring gold shining and bright, but dimmed by your light.
Yes, we are honored to be in the presence of the baby.
Yes, and we are sorry we must leave so soon, but we have a long journey ahead of us.
And our journey will be longer because we were warned to take a different path than one when we came.
Yes, and having been warned in a dream, they return to their country by another route. And speaking of returning, it's time I take you back.
Oh, must we go? I want to remember this moment forever.
You will. You will.
To touch.
You are up very early this Christmas morning to open your gifts?
No, to get ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Oh?
I know just how it happened. My prayer came true.
Of course it did. Yeah, what? Of course it did. Everyone's there when they read about it in the Bible. That only happened last night, remember?
I remember. I fell asleep thinking about it.
That's a wonderful way to fall asleep.
It was as if I were right there at the time of Jesus' birth. There were shepherds, wise men, Mary and Joseph, the innkeeper, and an angel. And yes, and then an angel came. And yes, I was there. My prayer came true.
Oh, amazing. Come, tell me about it.
Thank you. And now we have two young men that want to come up and say their pieces. Caleb Balo and Colin Campbell.
You've heard the Christmas story, so what will you do now? Some of you are wondering, your question still is how. It's quite a tale of miracles, and we have doubting hearts. Just remember that he came here to give you a brand new start.
The baby in that manger grew up to save us all. That same Savior listens every time you call. Forgiven and forgotten, your sins will fade away. Ask him without hesitation. He's ready for you today.
And now I'm going to call Brother Shackleton.
I keep getting parts of this program, don't I? Like I said before, I don't know nothing. I just work here. There's a custom around here, but we're not going to go with the custom. We're going to exceed that. But every year, we take up something for the pastor and his wife. And we call it a Christmas present. You call it what you will. I want them to come up here. I don't think we've done that before. I'd ask the pastor, his wife, to come and stand here. Would you please? If I want to say any shiny words, I might as well do it while they're up here. You might as well step right up there. I can't very well, but you can. This is our pastor and his wife. They have served us exceptionally for 20 years, more or less. It's right on there. And I'm thrilled with that. I've been involved with the workings of this church for many years. And this is the greatest thing that has ever happened to Calvary Assembly of God. And as I say that, I get tears in my eyes, but I'm serious. It's been great serving together, but following them and the things that they've done for us. They have served God, and they have served us. Now tonight we're going to take a Christmas offering for them. It's just a Christmas present. We're not asking you to dig through the bottom, but dig wherever you can. And let's have a nice Christmas present for Pastor Mannon and Sister Mannon. They're still smiling. I haven't embarrassed them too far yet. I don't want to embarrass them just a lot. I want them to feel our gratitude. And I want them to feel that I represent the people here. And I think that I do. I think that you're great. I think you've served great. Now I'll let you go sit down. How's that? All right. That's the end of those shiny words. But remember, it is Christmas. And we are giving, and there are people giving to us. Let's give to the pastor and his wife at this time. I'll ask the ushers to come. I understand that we have some arranged here with the plates and everything. Would you come, and we'll pray before we take this offering. Father, I ask you to be with us tonight. Touch the hearts and lives of some of these people. Some of them need a touch. And we ask for that spiritual touch, for that financial touch, for all that you can do to cause them to do for the pastor at this time. God be with us and guide and help us as we give into this offering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd say just sit at attention until this is done.
Thank you. Thank you for the generous offering. Love you all, and it's just a great joy to serve the Lord together. And we're in this together, and we're in it together to build the kingdom of God. And just great to see what God is doing in your lives as well. So we appreciate and love every one of you. And we love and appreciate Don and Sharon. They have taken over the Sunday school department. We have a piano solo. Okay, we will have it. Donald, you got, okay, just a second here. Sharon made a lot of these costumes that the kids were wearing tonight. And so Don and Sharon, would you just come up here? We'd just like to honor you tonight for your labor of love and the work that you have done in Sunday school. So they stepped in and have really met a need that the church has had, and they've done a great job, and we just appreciate them so much. So just have a little, I don't know who to give this to. I'll step in the middle. A little token just of our appreciation, just a little card and a gift certificate, and that hope that you get to enjoy it. But let's give them a great hand tonight. Now we'll have our piano solo. God bless you, Donald.
Amen. I just got a couple of thoughts I'd like to share in closing, and then there's a fellowship time that has been planned, some goodies, and thanks to all the ladies who are down there working and have been down there working to make that possible for us this evening. And before you leave, all the kids will receive a bag of candy. Maybe just better to wait till you get home to open it. And then everyone gets an apple, so make sure you get that before you leave. But we'll have time of fellowship in the fellowship hall down here after we're dismissed. But I just have a couple of thoughts that I'd like to share with you. You know, they read tonight from the book of Luke, and Luke is my favorite book when it comes to the Christmas story because it gives a lot of details that the other writers leave out. And it describes some unusual things. The circumstances of the birth of Jesus, have you thought about how those circumstances are just a little bit strange? But it's neat how God put it all together. You know, Mary was, the Bible says, very great with child, which means she was ready to deliver this baby. And, you know, ladies, you know how it is. You get to that point where you haven't seen your feet for months and, you know, you sit at the table to eat. You can use your stomach for a tray. Well, she was very great with child, but she was not in Bethlehem where it had been predicted that Jesus would be born. And so God just arranged the circumstances so that they would have to travel 80 miles to get to the place where the Bible prophesied that Jesus would be born. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy journey. You know, they didn't have trains or buses or even automobiles like we had today. She would either have to walk or she'd have to ride an animal. And she rode on that donkey and she got to the place where Jesus was to be born. There was no room for them in any of the inns. And so he was born in a humble stable. That's the way Jesus came into the world. Unusual circumstances for the birth of a king, but God just arranged it all, and it was part of his divine plan, because the Bible says that in the fullness of time, just at the right time, God sent his son to be born into this world. And when you stop and think about the circumstances of his birth and the clothing of his birth, the Bible says that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And I don't know if you know that or not, but swaddling clothes are grave clothes. There was no pretty blue blanket for Jesus to be wrapped in. He was wrapped in clothes that you would wrap a dead person in, signifying the reason that he came to this earth, the reason that he was born, and that was to die. He was born to give his life. He was born to be the Savior of mankind. And there are something like 400 prophecies, almost 400 prophecies that the Old Testament gave concerning the Messiah. And many of those had to do with the birth of the Messiah. And those prophecies to be fulfilled in Jesus is just an incredible thing. I've been told in that if you were to, how many of you have ever been to the state of Texas? How many of you have driven through the state of Texas? Is that a big state or what? You would agree that that's a big state. Well, if you were to take silver dollars and you would place those silver dollars all through the state of Texas, 2 feet deep, and then you would take one of those silver dollars and you would mark it, and you would hide it somewhere in the state of Texas, and then you would take a blind man and you would tell him to find that silver dollar. That is the same odds of all the prophecies in the Bible being fulfilled in Jesus. In other words, it's just an impossible thing apart from God. It's something that is humanly impossible. And so we have the prophecies fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus was born to die. It was prophesied also that the Messiah would not just be born, but it predicted his death and the manner of his death, and all of those things were fulfilled in Jesus. And I just want to encourage you tonight to put your faith and your trust in Him. Because He's really what this Christmas season is all about anyway. I read how the Wright brothers had been trying to fly their airplane. And finally in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, they flew the airplane for the first time. And I believe it was 120 feet or something like that. And after they had done that, they wrote a telegram home to their sister. And it said, "We have actually flown 120 feet in the air. Be home for Christmas." And the sister was excited, and she took the message to the newspaper. And the newspaper man looked at it, and he read the message, and he said, "Oh, that's nice. They'll be home for Christmas." And she said, "You missed the whole point of the telegram." And I think some people miss the whole point of Christmas. The real point of Christmas is not the gifts, it's not the food, and it's not the lights and all those things, although we can enjoy that. The real point of Christmas was that Jesus fulfilled the prophecies, was born in a manger, but the babe of the manger grew up to be the man of the cross, and He died on the cross for your sins and mine. And I wouldn't want to leave here tonight. I wouldn't want you to leave here tonight without giving that some thought. And if you have not received Jesus into your heart and into your life, I can think of no better time than to let Him be born in your heart this Christmas season. So if you would just simply say, "You know, Lord Jesus, I believe that You came to this earth and that You died, and You died for my sins, and You were buried, but You rose again on the third day. And I put all of my trust and all of my hope in You, asking You to forgive me of my sins. And when it comes for the moment for me to die, that You would take me to heaven where I can always be with You." It's a rather simple thing. It's a rather simple message. But that's just the way God wanted it, so that we could all understand it. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this evening? Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior? Have you done what I've talked about tonight? Is it something that even the smallest child here in the program can do, or the oldest adult? It doesn't matter. And anyone in between. If you have not done so, would you right now just say, "Lord Jesus, I receive You. I receive You into my heart and into my life. Repent of my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Be born in my heart today." And if you're making that prayer today, that's what happens. A miracle takes place. It was a miracle, the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, God becoming flesh and dwelling among us. But another miracle takes place every time somebody prays that. God enters a human heart, and He's born there. Father, just pray tonight that for those that are still trying to decide, if there is anybody here tonight, Lord, that they would decide for You. As many people say, "Well, I just won't make the decision." Well, then they have decided against You, because You have said, "Whoever is not for Me is against Me." I pray that every single person here tonight, if they have not done so, would say yes to You, would say, "Yes, come into my heart. Be born in my heart today, Lord Jesus." Give them the grace to be able to do that. And now I pray, Lord, that You would just bless our fellowship time together. Bless the food that has been provided. In Jesus' name, amen. So Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy the program. God bless you.